Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Mothering Together with ADHD. I'm your host Kayla, and today we are talking all about living through survival mode, getting through it. And I'm coming from a very honest place today, so you're going to hear all about why I'm in survival mode and what I'm doing about it. So let's do it. Hi guys, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD, the podcast for stay-at-home moms with ADHD that helps you to schedule your life. Not just the events and the have-tos, but also the want-tos and the things that really make you feel like yourself, even in this season of giving, giving, giving. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm an ADHD stay-at-home mom myself who struggles day in and day out, but I have found certain things help to make this journey so much more enjoyable, and I am here to share those things with you today. Grab your iced coffee and let's dive in. So I just want to kind of draw a picture for you of what this looks like today. I'm currently sitting, it's after my kids have gone to bed. It is Monday, and this episode is going to come out Wednesday, so this is like a two-day span. Normally, I am like ahead of my podcast by a few weeks, so I'm recording a couple weeks before you listen to it, but I am so far behind on being ahead, and that's fine. I'm giving myself that grace that it's okay and whatever. I'm sitting here, I have my weighted blanket, I have ginger tea because I feel like I'm going to puke, and I have like one of those heating pads wrapped around my shoulders. So like when I say I'm coming to you from survival mode, like that's the picture, okay? And yeah, so I know that we talk a ton about routines on this podcast and how I'm just like a huge, big fan of them. But today we're gonna chat about when it all goes down the drain and when like life throws you a curveball or two and boom, there goes any routine, right? It's all gone. And you feel like you're just kind of floating along. I always picture, I think I might have mentioned this before, but you know, remember like N64 when you would play, I don't know, like Mario, let's say. And if you just left your character there, the screen would like kind of push them along if they didn't move at all. That's like how life feels right now. I'm just getting pushed along. Like time's moving on and life is moving forward. And I am just like getting pushed along with it. Like that's literally how I feel. So that's been my life right now. And today we're just chatting about three strategies I'm using for living in survival mode. I'm going to share what's been going on. And yeah, so if you're an email listener, then check your email today. I am going to give you three journal prompts that go kind of hand in hand with this to help you figure out if you're not in survival mode right now, you could think about, well, what would I want when I eventually end up in survival mode, right? We all end up here. So that's a good thing to brainstorm in advance. So let's talk about the system. Basically, survival mode means just that. You just have to survive. You just have to make it through this season of ick. And then hopefully on the other side of things, you'll be able to pick back up and expand and be more creative. But right now, you just have to like make it through. So it's a three-step process, and I'm kind of picturing it like your house is on fire, which is horrible. Like, if your house was on fire, if you've had a house fire, then I'm sorry. But, like, I'm picturing you're in a house fire, and you just have to do what you have to do to survive. So in a house fire, doing what you have to do to survive might be, like, wrapping yourself in a wet blanket. I don't know. Right? You just do what you have to do to survive. Same goes for us when we're in survival mode. For me, it's been reading a lot to distract myself, warm compression, hot tea, lots of outside time, limiting my screen time, but also like letting myself zone out on my phone. So that's the first thing. Do what you gotta do to survive. Step number two is find the walls. So if you're in a smoky room, your house is on fire, you get to the wall to kind of find your way through, right? Find out where you are, get your bearings. Same deal with your life, right? Like find your bearings. Maybe it's a shower. Maybe I'm going to have a shower today. Every day I'm going to find a time to get a shower. Every day I'm going to find a time to do XYZ. Something that's going to help you feel like yourself in this weirdness, time, just figure it out, right? And number three is just arrive alive. So if you have to, you know, cut some corners. Like, have frozen meals, have meal delivery. It's okay. It's totally fine if things just aren't perfect, right? Maybe things stay messy a bit. Maybe dust gathers. It's okay. It's not great. Doesn't feel very good, but it's okay. So I'll give you two examples. The first example is my life right now. So I had been having some pain in my breast for a little bit, and I don't know. That's pretty normal, right? For women, we know. And I noticed there was a lump in my breast as well. So I went to the doctor, and where I live, imaging is like a heck of a long way away from the moment your doctor says you need imaging. So I'm in this like awkward phase of waiting to get a mammogram, waiting to get an ultrasound on my breast, which is scary. And you know, I didn't want to talk about it because I'm not sitting here being like, I think I have cancer. Like, I'm not that. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, you know, there's a bunch of possibilities of what's going on with me, and I'll find out in a few weeks when the time comes. But I'm like stressed. I'm not me. And so I have been not doing what I need to do, what I normally need to do. And I'm letting myself do this. It's not like, I don't know. For an example, I didn't go grocery shopping at the same time. For like the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've like totally missed meal planning and grocery shopping. And we've been in absolute survival mode when it comes to that. And it's stunk, and it's affected our budget, and it's affected like every day. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to make. It's terrible. And it makes me really miss when I'm like on my game with my routines. And so what I've had to do is I've had to sort of follow this routine, right? So I've been doing what I need to do, which is snuggling my husband, spending time with my kids, really leaning into that because I'm feeling this like, you know, scary sense of life is short, right? And then I'm also finding my walls. So for me, I'm like getting my kids outside in the morning more often, getting outside in general more often. That's like kind of a wall for me. It's like just finding something that gets us our bearings and helps us to be us and be together. I'm leaning into some of my favorite things to do, which is reading. And yeah, that's sort of what I'm doing right now. I'm finding the walls. I'm just doing what I have to do to survive. And then the third one is arrive alive. We're cutting corners here, friends. We are like, my husband, I'm leaning on him a lot more. I'm leaning on more people. I'm, you know, like letting people in and sharing and like saying like, I'm in this weird season of having to wait and I'm worrying and I'm letting people worry with me. And even talking about it here, I'm like, oh my God, I'm very superstitious. So I'm like, I hope I'm not making this make me have a worse diagnosis, but obviously that's not true. So that's number one. That's example one, I guess. A second example, I've been through this, so I can speak to it, but it's not my current season, is when you have a new baby, right? And a new baby the first time versus the second time, and I imagine the third and fourth and fifth times, it's always different, right? You have a whole new human, a whole new set of tendencies, right? And the house just immediately shifts. The dynamic changes. Everyone's sleep changes, the schedule changes. So first you have to take care of yourself. You have to figure out what do I need in this new environment, right? It's like, you know, it's cliche to say now, but you know, when you're flying and the thing pops down and you have to put it on your face first before you can help other people, same deal. Figure out what you need in this environment. Make sure you're nourished, right? And then you find the edges, find the walls of your day. What can you hold on to for some structure to help you get your bearings? And then you do what you need to do to survive. Order your groceries for delivery. Eat foods that might have been taboo in another season, but right now, it's fine. Watch more screens with your toddler. Watch less screens with your toddler. Get outside. Whatever you need to do. It's very personal. So that's about it. Today we chatted about making it through survival mode, and I want to share that this survival mode time for me has been like an excellent opportunity actually to just sort of discover what we're into and what we're interested in, and we've found some new hobbies. Like we're reading together. I'm reading Anne of Green Gables with my 5-year-old son. Highly recommend. I had forgotten. I knew I loved it, but I hadn't read it in a long, long time. And man, that's an excellent book. And yeah, I think it has been an opportunity. So survival mode isn't all bad, right? Like you're in this moment and you have to feel what you're feeling and go through the emotions and accept where you are, right? But it's also an opportunity. And I've just been really enjoying my time with my family just a little bit more. It's like a new perspective, right? So if you haven't already, I would ask you to please leave a review for the podcast, because when people review the show on iTunes or they comment on Spotify, they actually cue in the robots that run our world to see my show as like a real deal thing. And then that helps it to get shared with other real moms who might also be in survival mode and might also need to hear this message. So go ahead and share it, and I will talk to you guys in a week, and hopefully I'll have more podcast episodes queued up at that point, and this won't be such a Monday to Wednesday event. So thank you guys so much, and have a really great week. Oh, and PS, at some point, I'm going to record end credits for this podcast, but I haven't yet. So stay tuned for that too.